After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey, AfterBuzzers, we are talking about episode 4 of The Bold Type. If you can't do it with feeling, so stick around.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, AfterBuzzers. This was so appropriate because we finally have Kat and an
She's shaking
Kat
the table.
And Tina have kissed, guys.
Finally.
Well, I was getting imitated, like, my reactions during the show, and apparently I sound like a seal.
Yeah, because Becca was getting so excited. But before we get into the episode, guys, I'm just going to introduce us all on social media. You can find AfterBuzz TV on Instagram, on Twitter, on YouTube, Facebook, all the stuff, at AfterBuzz TV.
Yes,
you can
yes,
find me personally on Twitter at Allie Nasta, and on Instagram at Allie Girl. And Carla, where can they find you?
Hi, guys. I'm Carla Belchin, and I actually got back on my Twitter, so you can find me on Twitter now, and it's my name, which is Carla Beltran, and then an R at the end, and you can always find me on Instagram at Carla with a K, B-E-E, Travels.
Perfect. Yes. Becca, where can they find you?
I was looking at Nikki. I'm like, who needs to know what my Twitter username is? Okay, y'all can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Becca B Talks TV.
And Kia, Kiki Boom Boom.
Hey, girls. Hey, girl Hayes. You guys can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom.
Alrighty, guys. Well, also, I just want to mention, we have Olive Garden on our table. If you haven't seen, we've got breadsticks, the salad dressing, and we've got this new cheesecake that they have. And you know why? Because we spoke about them last night, and they are amazing. They literally wanted to
give,
we were all like how much we were craving it. We were talking about how we wanted to take home personal salad dressing.
There's an Olive Garden video going on the screen.
Shout out. Okay, first of all, I just want to say shout out to Olive Garden because we talked about it from the episode. We tweeted, and they responded back to Becca, literally, I feel like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And they're like, thank you guys for supporting. We're sending you free food. And I'm just saying, shout out to you, Olive Garden. It's a free promo.
And they also sent the cast last week a bunch of food.
Olive Garden.
So if you didn't love Olive Garden before, I think you love it now and even more now.
And the smell of this is their new cheesecake thing that's going on here. I don't know what this is. It's amazing.
I think it's something with caramel because it was sitting right here a second ago and I just wanted to eat the entire piece of cheesecake.
Literally.
I wish you guys could smell it through your podcast, if you're listening or you're watching, because
sorry, guys,
it is so good. And if you guys wanted to divvy it up, we could actually eat some while we're chatting about the show.
And also, Taylor's on the chat this week.
Yes! Yay. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry! Taylor, tell everybody where they can find you on social media.
You can find me on Twitter at @alphaba_and and on Instagram at @taylor_gates_. And guys, talk to me in the chat.
Yes!
Guys, I'm so sorry.
Sorry, Taylor.
We got so excited.
For the salad. And shout out to people who
we're saving you a piece.
Everyone's getting a piece. Shout out to everyone who watches the show, comments, watches every episode. Like, you guys are amazing. I feel like the Bold Type fans. I just want to give a quick shout out to the Bold Type writers on Twitter. You guys are amazing. We follow each other. The show's amazing, so I just had to give them a shout out.
Bold Type
writers. I want them to come in studio because they're geniuses.
Come on.
And every episode, our reactions
are
like,
priceless.
It speaks
It does. It definitely does. And you get so enthralled. And I will say, I think these are the most notes I've taken out of any episode because I really feel like each character went through a lot this episode.
You're connecting with them.
A lot. Yes.
So much happened on this episode.
It's
but so much good stuff. It's like it kept getting better better and like a climax. See what I did there?
I like what you did there.
See what I did there?
Speaking of that, we should just get right into with Jane's relationship with Pinstripe and how at the first start of this episode, they're going at it.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hot, it's getting crazy. What did you guys think about her finally getting her first?
I'm happy for anyone who can get some D. So shout out to Jane for getting D. Shout out to having your first orgasm. That's like the most amazing thing. So let's just clap it up for Jane for having an orgasm and getting some D. And
if I clap, Jane's just going to make fun of me later, but that's okay, James. You have permission.
But I love it because you see... You see how she's evolving from like the first episode and she's stepping out and becoming someone a little bit different. I feel like she's maturing a little bit. So I love that she was able to get her orgasm on. I'm happy for her.
Yeah. I feel like she's becoming more confident in herself because she was like, I went for it and then it happened. So yeah.
Right. I love that.
And it's kind of what's crazy too is that she went after everything that these characters, not only Jane, that are going after things are getting them. Yeah. And I think that's what's so powerful because especially with Jane, you know, she wanted to go after the political piece, which is now opening up a whole other door for her career that she never even thought was possible at Scarlet Magazine. Mm-hmm. And I find it so important because most of the time, too, and I feel like everybody's their worst own worst enemy.
Yes.
So you put yourself down and you almost stop yourself from allowing you to go forward because you hold yourself back. Mm-hmm. And these girls are fighting for what they want.
Yes. Yeah.
And they're overcoming these obstacles that are genuinely holding them back. They're kind of just slingshotting forward.
Well, thank God for Jacqueline for, like, pushing these girls to go out of their comfort zone. Because, like, I feel like that's the best kind of person to have in your workplace. Someone who will continuously push you. Someone who will give you suggestions, be proud of you. You have to hear.
I agree with you
because she's
it makes me like 10 times more excited to come into work.
Aww.
Right,
and that's how a workplace should be. That's why I love this show, because it's like everyone in their environment, it's such a great person to work with, and I love seeing that on TV. And I feel like Jacqueline's like the ultimate mama bear, big sister,
right?
Because she's not the boss that's like, not that she's not super demanding, but she's not like, do this, I need this. She's literally there to listen to them. I remember when Jane said the reason why she wanted to work there because Scarlett was like the big sister she never had. And I feel like that's what Jacqueline is to these young ladies.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, what boss? She's just amazing.
Yeah.
I'm just sorry.
She's so cool.
She is. And we'll get in more to what she did for obviously Kat's character this episode. But just kind of bouncing off of that is that she just... What's really interesting about her is that she listens and she lets them, before she speaks, she lets them almost figure it out for themselves.
Yes.
Which is so great in a creative place like this, because most of the time when someone tries to almost stop you from thinking and almost making you choose their direction of how their creative process
makes you
is,
feel a little less confident.
It is. It makes you feel less confident. It makes you feel like your ideas and thoughts aren't needed, so it almost holds you back from succeeding. And I think that's exactly what we're seeing, is she's pulling things out of them that they don't even know they're giving, you know?
Jacqueline's amazing. Can we just give it up for her outfits?
Oh, my gosh.
Can we give her up for her walking on the treadmill
and
in her
heels?
Office?
Yes! Work, girl!
Her ultimate goals. I'm like, she's amazing.
For preaching. She's just so quotable in the show. I think I like was like typing quotes she said in my phone as we were watching the episode.
She was awesome.
Taylor says, Taylor's
when I'm
reading
the DM
queen.
For, like, a pep talk, I'm like, just watch some Jeff.
Yes. Because a great quote she said was, just because you're right, if you're always right, it doesn't mean it's not enough.
Right.
Just because you're right, it's not enough. And I'm like,
it's
Jacqueline.
What you say. I'm like, yes, Jacqueline.
But yes. Girl was promoing this show earlier. To the Fosters panel.
Yes, I love it. So
shout out to the Freeform fam.
Yeah. My gosh. Freeform is just killing the game. I love all of their shows.
Yeah, seriously.
It's awesome.
This is maybe Pretty Little Liars.
Ooh.
I know it's not the same as Pretty Little Liars.
Right, but it gives you that void that you needed to fill right after it.
Does.
It gives you that void. I love it. But getting back into Jane and kind of what she's been doing, and let's just talk about Pinstripe for a second.
Yeah.
When he came into the office... were you guys thrown off by that? Because I was just thinking, I understand they work in the same industry, but I find it a little strange he's just walking right into her building and talking to her about their sexual encounter.
I think what's going to happen, it's like somewhat a prediction, but I think that he is starting to like her a little bit more than he thought he was going to like her. Mm. I think because he's the cool guy that writes sex columns and talks about women, I think he thought like, oh, I'm going to have sex with this cute girl.
Right.
But I think after the sex, and I think after seeing her confidence, because like I said last week, men love women that are confident.
Right.
And I think seeing that, he's like, oh, wait, I think I actually like her. Let me go upstairs and just for no reason. Sometimes like girls do things like that. I don't know. Right. Like, I think he might get a little caught up, but it was a little weird.
Yeah. I just was thinking, I was like, man, I need to find me a man that's going to come into my office and just like see how I'm doing for the day.
First, I need a man that works in my office just so we can like meet up in that closet. And just do some things in the closet. That's
so
all
what are you doing in the closet?
Oh, we're just looking for some clothes.
Okay. No, but I mean...
with the lights off.
I personally thought that it was really nice that he went up there because in a way it shows her that, because maybe he didn't text her in the morning, whatever would be the ideal thing to do, I guess you would say. Yeah. But he went there in person and like actually asked her how she felt about everything that happened. So I thought it was really nice and thoughtful of him. I really liked it.
Sorry, go ahead, Becca.
I was going to say, now that you say the whole like in-person thing, I feel like later on, like especially with the Kat and Adina stuff, this whole episode, not just the Kat and Adina scenes, were about being in the moment.
Yes. Yeah.
Or did you guys think that he just wanted to find out if he was good or not? Because remember, he says to her, you know, you did say in an article you faked it. Do you think it was a guy thing where he's like, well,
no, I think he legitimately wanted to know. Because you can tell he could have just texted her if he wanted to know that. Right. You know, when you meet somebody in person, it's a little bit different. It's like, oh, you genuinely care when you talk to somebody. It's like when you're trying to talk to somebody, you could easily text somebody or you can call them because you, like, it's when you call or when you meet up with them in person, it's a little bit more, it means more than just like a text message.
I'm just gonna say, for me, I thought it was totally weird. My initial reaction watching it before I saw the end of the episode, I was thinking, what is he doing there? It was just kind of strange. And I got kind of a red flag because to me it came off as kind of almost arrogant. Like, why are you coming into my workplace in the middle of my day asking about how you were? Like, you want a compliment?
Like, that's why she's like, you came all the way to my desk. That's why I'm torn. I'm like, it was a nice gesture. But then I'm like, then he did say.
It just makes you think of the underlying things. Oh, and like overall, okay, it looks nice. It looks like he's being, you know, he just wants to check in on her. But then if you like think about it, you're like, I mean, you could have just waited until then, like, can I take you out to dinner?
Right.
You know?
I feel like he just gives off, like, the kind of vibe where he can get away with that stuff maybe a little more than other guys can. Like, if it were any other guy who didn't seem like, I don't know, I'm not going to go on with that sentence.
Right.
But if it were, like, another guy, maybe they couldn't have pulled that off.
Right. Well, I think also.
He pulls stuff off. I would like to see, like, maybe his insecurities come through a bit.
Yeah, I think...
I feel like he has, like, 500 insecurities.
Yeah, well, I think with all these guys, they all seem very nice and supportive. And then they say one thing. Like, Richard had one line last episode that we were all kind of questioning his authenticity in their relationship.
Yeah.
And I feel as if that's kind of how I'm balancing out Pinstripe as well. But, I mean, at this end of the day, I will say, when he was giving Jane positive reassurance and she wasn't receptive of it, I kind of was a little like, come on, he's being there for you. I mean, a guy that's going to show up to your panel to support you, that speaks volumes.
Yeah,
that does.
That was really nice.
Pretty dope. He could have just did the whole, like, we had sex, okay, bye, type thing and wrote about it. But I do like that he's coming around. Because you can tell he likes her, and I think that he likes her more than he thought he would.
Yeah, you're right.
So that's why I'm like, they're cute. We have to watch out for him like we did Richard.
Yeah, which I definitely want to give a quick shout out right now because I actually was able to speak with the Cosmo Happy Hour podcast yesterday.
Yay!
It was so great. You guys should definitely check it out. If you go to iTunes, you can just search under, like, you just do the search bar and just search Happy Hour Cosmo, and you can watch all of their episodes. This one specifically was behind the scenes of The Bold Type, and they were joined by, I was able to talk to Elisa, and then director, the entertainment director, Patty Greco. But anyways, just getting closer to the point is that they had brought up how they thought that Pinstripe was a little bit arrogant. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was just thinking, yeah, you're right. I mean, at first, I think we were trying to be nice about him, right. But he was totally arrogant in that. But yeah, definitely you guys should check out their podcast because they had a lot to say. It's so interesting and it's
amazing
fun.
Podcast.
And it's so good. And it's just this episode in particular is just about the Bold Type and all of some of the actors and actresses from the show were on it. They had Katie Stevens, Aisha Dee, and Megan Fahey. So you guys should definitely check it out.
I listened to some of it. It was so good.
It's fun to just listen to their thoughts and feelings too because we've only been able to kind of talk to each other or whoever's in the chat. So it's interesting to see other people's views on certain characters. But getting back to it, into the political panel.
Also, you can listen to us on...
on podcast. On podcast. Yeah, podcast too. You guys can definitely, go search AfterBuzz TV Bold Type as well.
And if you're listening to us on a podcast, thank you very much.
Yes, we appreciate it immensely.
We love all viewers.
Taylor, is anybody in the chat saying anything fun? What's going on?
Back to Pinstripe.
Yes.
Tyler Hinmarsh says, I definitely think he's better than most guys in other TV shows and enjoying the guys actually being supportive.
Yes, same.
That's so true.
Feminist men join the conversation.
Yes.
Because it's not just a girl thing.
Which, I mean, we should just get into Richard and Jane's whole, I mean, not Jane, Richard and Sutton's whole situation.
Wow.
I know. I'm just getting everybody all mixed up.
I knew I didn't like your
team. No, but I wanted to ask you guys because, you know, I love how they're saying that they're being very supportive, which they are. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering, because last time how we didn't trust Richard and we didn't know if he was authentic or not, did you guys trust him this time?
I did.
I trusted him last time and I trusted him this time.
You did.
Becca made a face.
Carla was the same. She said last week she was Team Richard.
I still don't.
You know what
really?
I think.
I feel like he's shady.
After this week, I see that he's a supportive guy. I do think he has flaws, like most guys do. I think that like Sutton and all of these ladies, they're strong, independent women. And there are some guys who are very supportive of that. Then there's some guys who think that they're supportive and then they don't realize that they're not being as supportive. So I think as the show's going to go on, I believe he wants to be supportive, but I think he does have a little bit of flaw. Mm-hmm. So that's where I like this episode where he was speaking up for his girl and he was trying to put in a good word and he had no idea what he was doing. He was actually just trying to help. So that's why I felt bad.
Yeah.
I could just see him
being shady.
I could see him being the type of guy who cheats on Sutton.
Yeah, well.
But I think as far as like him actually supporting her and like what she wants to do is like I think he's being like genuine about it.
Yeah. Well, I think he's genuine I think this episode solidified that I don't see him being the bad guy. I think it's just also too with shows like this, I feel like we all automatically want to think the worst of people because we see so many dramatic things happen where it doesn't always have to end that way, you know?
Yeah, and we really did.
And I really do think that like I'm going to, you know what, like obviously later in predictions, but like, you know, I think Richard and Sutton are something, they're strong.
Endgame?
He said boyfriend.
I just want them to go public.
Yeah, that's true.
I think
true.
Because it's not Sutton, everything. It's Richard. Once Richard makes that decision, and I get it, they work together.
It's different.
Once he makes that decision, then I'll be like, okay.
You'll be on board. Yeah. Got it.
I agree.
But he looks very good in a suit. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Everyone on this show is good looking. The women, the men, the fashion. It's ridiculous how good-looking everyone is.
It's like a Freeform thing.
Everyone on Freeform is... We talked about this on the last Freeform show we did the panel for. Everyone is good-looking.
Yeah, it's casting call is like, wanted, hot female. Must be good-looking.
All the way. Definitely.
Must look like you're Photoshopped.
Yeah, basically. But yeah, no, with Sutton and Richard and everything and about how he was being supportive, it was because she was going after this fashion role. Mm-hmm. And it starts out with a lie. If you guys were in this situation, what would you do?
Personally, I would have told him, like, right away.
Yep.
Actually, and I would have stopped him. I would have been like, actually, I'm the one that doesn't have any of the experience, but if you still give me the opportunity, I want to be able to show you what I can do and just go for it and change his mind, because I feel like he wouldn't have told her, like, oh, no, because you don't have any experience, so I'm not going to hire you.
And I also feel like I'm with you. It's like when you lie, you have to remember the lies. Mm-hmm. You have to remember all the stories. And I just feel like for me personally, I would have just kept it real with him.
Yeah.
Because if I kept it real with you and you still didn't give me the job, then obviously it's not for me. Mm-hmm. I would have found something different.
Right.
I know it's a tough situation that she was in. And she did she tried.
Right.
But I think, like Carla said, I would have been like, no.
No, you don't understand.
I actually didn't go to FIT. Right. Because it could have, like, went 10 times worse for her.
It could have gotten her no jobs. Like, she could have lost her current job or something.
And the other girl that got mixed up, she could have went, like, all crazy and could have been like, wait, that's actually me. Sutton could have got fired. So I'm happy it stayed where it was. But if that was me, I think I would have been like, no.
Yeah.
And told the truth. But it's tough. Shout out to Sutton.
Yeah, no, she did awesome. And it was kind of frustrating. We got Becca eating some breadsticks.
For those who can't see us, Becca is eating the breadsticks and digging in for the Olive Garden food. I'm here for all of
which
it.
Which I'm just letting you know, once you hear the word breadsticks from Olive Garden, I know you're going to have to go to the restaurant.
You have to.
Like, it is something that I just, with the salad dressing and everything, you guys got to go. It's
Can
so
I
good.
Just make one more point? We were talking about all the guys. I know someone in the chat said about the guys being super supportive.
Right.
I feel like every guy on the show, even Alex, the young man that works, he's supportive of the girls. He's there. He looked out for Sutton for the job. Like, every guy has been super supportive thus far. Mm-hmm. Jacqueline has been super supportive, and I just wanted to give Alex a shout out.
Yeah. And I love the fact that the girls are supportive amongst each other.
Yes.
Because that shows their, like, true friendship. Because it's really, I think, especially here in LA, it's so hard to make real friends. Mm-hmm. And to see that some people are able to actually do it and be happy for when somebody actually makes it to their dream.
Girl.
Even though they each, like, took their time, like, they were happy for each other at the moment that it happened. Because sometimes, like, you'll get someplace and you'll start telling your friends about it and then they pretend to be happy for you, but you can actually tell that they're not genuinely being happy for you. So I really enjoy the fact when she told them, like, oh, I got the job, that they started, like, all acting crazy in the
so
elevator.
Cute.
And I was like, yes, it's like friendship goals.
Correct.
I also loved the scene where Jane and Sutton were talking and, like, reminiscing high school memories.
Yeah, no, and when she was doing the dream board.
Friendship.
I just love seeing ladies and come together and be in one and not be catty, and we all come together and we're like, yes.
We
encourage each other, like, yes, girl, you got this.
Yeah.
No, girl, you look crazy, but we want to make sure you're good. I love the bold type.
I know.
I think we all do. We're all obsessed.
Yeah, we are. If you couldn't already tell, we are clearly huge fans of the show. No,
it is not good.
Yeah. And I think someone had mentioned, I love how she just remembered the letter her dad wrote her, and that is something me and my best friend would do. Like, I know everything, because we obviously are roommates, so I know everything about her life. She knows everything about mine.
It's
amazing. Yeah. So I could relate in that moment. I'm like, oh, okay. I know my best friend would know exactly what letter that was that was helping me to get to whatever dream that may be.
I think that's the best.
It is. And I think it's just awesome that I think that she got the job. And we didn't have to see too much struggle because
that's what I love.
I think it's nice that the show is getting to the point and it's getting us, it's stringing us along in a great way, but it's not like we're having to wait too long to see any,
you know what I mean? That's what I think was my favorite part, because you remember watching certain shows, they were stringing it along and you're like, I wonder what's going to happen.
Right.
I feel like with this show, they got straight to the point.
Mm-hmm.
She went up to Oliver, kept it real and was like, look, this is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I may not get the job, and I just like how they just got to it.
Right. Yeah.
Instead of dragging it out. And that's why I think it's more realistic, because it's like that in real world, because things are moving super fast.
Of course, because if she had waited a day, you know, a full day, and then done it like a week later, it would have been not relevant. Someone would have been in the role, and then it would have been another struggle there. And I love how she fought for what she wanted, and she got the job. Yeah. And I loved that, because it just, it resonated with me that, you know what, sometimes you should never give up.
So
you know, and you always need to fight for what you want, because if you don't, if you were to just, oh, I didn't get it.
Exactly.
I love that we rooted for for her too. Right. Like, we were like rooting for her all the way to succeed.
Yeah. Right. You want her to be on the same level as her friends because she deserves it. Yes. You know, making those steps that she, and she's still an assistant, but she's now in the line of a path that she sees a light where her dreams lie.
And I like that Lauren, her boss, actually supported her.
Yeah.
Because Oliver said that. And I was like, actually, this is amazing.
Hilarious. I heard that. I kind of misunderstood. I thought she didn't support her because she said, oh, she was talking wonders about you, blah, 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 and then you went to FIT, and then she was like, but then she just told me about this other girl who didn't have it.
Oh, yeah, you're absolutely right. Maybe they did switch it up because at the beginning he's like... Yeah.
I think he was talking about the other girl, and she didn't talk her boss, like, her boss didn't talk her up because she said that... she didn't have any experience.
Then I thought about that, but I'm like, when she had said like Sutton and then the other girl's name, I don't know.
I don't know because when he started talking about it, he was like, oh yeah, like I had never heard somebody rant about somebody before like that. And then he started telling her about like FIT.
Right.
And then she was like, oh, you have nothing to worry about because the other girl has never even worked at a mall before. So
That's interesting.
Huh. I'll have to go back and watch that. Because I can't, like, that is, like, I do remember that was the sequence. I do remember that. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that was the same
I remember
line.
That, but then I'm like, that's weird to be talking about someone and, like, not say their name.
Yeah. Does anybody...
Because you guys, it's like you guys all work together.
Right.
So it's like, if I'm talking to Oliver, I'm going to say, like, Becca and Allie. Right. Like, I'm not going to be like, yeah, girl one and then girl two. Yeah. I don't know. But that I do remember that. I do remember him saying
but
that.
Wouldn't he have known if she would have told him, like, which girl didn't have experience?
That's what I was like, when he said that and they got it mixed up, I'm like, but wouldn't she had said, like, someone's name or...
Yeah.
Because he knows who Sutton is.
Unless if she just said, like, both people and just started saying about maybe something. I don't know.
Is there anyone?
Does anybody in the chat know?
Yeah, David Fonville said maybe. She seemed willing to help, so...
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like Lauren would have talked her up because she didn't seem opposed. She said, let's sit down and talk about how you can get this job.
Because when she came to her at the end, she's like, all right.
Let's do this.
Let's do it. But you're right. She did. They did mix up the two girls, too. So it's like...
You don't know.
She was supportive, but I think they also did get the two girls mixed up.
Yeah.
So I think it's like a both.
Yeah, confusing.
We're still going to shout out Lauren and her green juice.
Yeah. Does she ever not eat liquids?
She should eat some olive oil.
Yeah.
She might be happy.
She should eat some Olive Garden.
I see what you did there.
Love it. Love it, Becca. But yeah, no, at the end of the day, love how Sutton fought for what she wanted. I love how she put that board together and that moment that her and Oliver had. And Becca even thought that Oliver may have shed a tear. Well, I couldn't tell from the glare on the television.
No, because he was like this.
He was wiping his...
And I'm like, he's probably just wiping his eye because he's tired, but I'm just going to say he's wiping a tear from his eye. So
maybe he was.
It makes it sweeter. Like this.
I like I like the moment that they shared together, and I like how honest he was.
I think it was a tear.
Yeah.
I think it just moved him because it reminded him of his own childhood. And I think it's really nice.
Yeah.
And I like that he was open because I feel like when you meet Oliver at first, he doesn't seem like the type that would open up.
He's always like the type that went to FIT. Yes. And his parents pay for everything.
And he's like, don't talk to me.
Like, he's like, oh, I've done the best of the best.
Right.
But to actually find out that he didn't,
he's from Oklahoma.
Like, yeah, the way that he grew up and like what he had to do for fashion and stuff, it makes you value him a lot.
And he said that Sutton moved him. I like that.
Yeah.
You moved me. I'm like, oh, yeah.
I know.
And he spent more than like 2 seconds talking with her, so that's a compliment.
Loved it.
Proud of her.
I'm so proud of her. Yes. We are so excited to see Sutton on this path to success. Not that she wasn't before, but it's on the one that she wants, not one that she feels forced to take. But getting into other news would be Kat. She had a lot of... We had a lot of fighting for what you wanted this episode.
Yes.
Physical.
It should have been called
and emotional. Yeah. Because
fighting.
Kat got in a physical altercation.
Ooh. Oh, yes. I'm so proud of her for doing it. So
right?
It was.
Yes.
Bigots should not be tolerated.
During all the during all the Kat and Adina scenes tonight. So you want to see them, they're on the AfterBuzz Instagram.
I love Kat. Okay. Kat is just such a strong, powerful woman who goes for what she wants. She speaks her mind. She does not hold back. She does not wait for anything. Someone may tell her to stop and wait, and she's like, nope, I'm going to do it. So I'm happy because bigots should not be tolerated, and I'm happy that she punched that guy dead in his face.
Yeah.
Because you cannot disrespect and
talk
to people any way you want to. So, like, two women who are minding their business, and you're... I just love that she punched him in the face. Typical New York. And I'm like, of course she gets in trouble because she's a woman of color, and... you know, but it's
all I was
good.
So mad.
I think we all just, I mean, that scene, it's never easy to watch that happen it's not fair for that to happen in any way, shape, or form.
It shouldn't happen.
No, it shouldn't.
It's not acceptable, yeah.
And I think we all just kind of, it's not fun to watch that because it's so tough.
And I was also a bit like, why did Adina run off? Because
she didn't want to get...
I get it, but, like, there's two sides to it.
Right. Well, yeah, but at first, you know, Adina was telling Kat, so like, hard. Let's go, it's not worth
it.
Because I think Adina, being a Muslim woman, she gets it. Like,
she's
verbally, physically attacked probably every day in New York City. So she's telling her, girl, we're two women of color, let's get the fuck out of here, it's not worth it. Let's go. So I think she ran because she's like, okay, I can't go to jail.
Yeah.
I need to extend my visa. Girl, I'll see you later.
Right. Yeah.
I told you to bring your ass along. Right. But I think in that moment, she wasn't like thinking.
She wasn't thinking.
I think she just was like, I gotta go to protect myself. And I get why she did that.
I
understand.
Yeah, I get her why she, completely. I would have told her, like, you need to leave.
I understand Kat's perspective as well. Because if that would have happened, you would have been like, hey, like, you left me.
Right.
But it was understandable for what Adina did.
Yeah.
And in a way, I would have felt even worse because I should have possibly listened to her, and then we wouldn't have gotten into that situation.
Yeah, I think they both were caught up in the moment.
And, like, yeah. But, I mean, it's hard to ignore stuff like that. You know, you never want your friends or your loved ones to be disrespected because of, like, the way they look. Like, and it's just... I completely understand Kat's situation and just the way that she reacted. And I give her props, like, major props for punching that guy in the face.
Team Kat.
Right.
Team Kat. Team Richard.
Yeah.
The team.
I just have to say, protect Adina and Kat at all costs.
Yes. Well,
Motown Productions.
Yes.
In all caps. Kat got that kiss and punches a
xenophobe. Yes, Motown Production.
Yes. That's
amazing.
Gosh. Well, now that we've talked about that, I mean, nobody wanted to watch that happen. But before, we cannot forget about all of the love that was happening between Adina and Kat. I even was thinking, when they first were together, you know, did you guys not feel like they were trying to fight something that was there?
Yes.
It's almost as if they had, like, there was, like, a magnet force, but they were trying to pull
apart.
That's
why I think Kat was on her phone, because she was uncomfortable. Not uncomfortable in a bad way, but uncomfortable, like, I like this woman. I don't know what to do with myself. Mm-hmm. So that's why I think she kept being on her phone.
She's like, I'm going to yell something. I'm going to
She's like, and then I love that Adina's like, no, girl, let's be in the moment. Like, I love that. It was kind of sexy in a way, because she's like, let's just be in the moment. And Kat's like, oh, I'm awkward. I don't know what to do right now.
Right.
So I think they were fighting.
I personally really liked the fact that she took her phone away.
Love it.
Because
I can so relate.
Huh?
We can so relate.
Yeah, because honestly, I feel like every single time I'm out with a friend or just talking with a family member, the phone is always, like, right here.
Right.
And it's just, it rings and, you know, you see, like, and their eyes go down and then you're no longer making eye contact. And just the connection is really not the same. So it was really nice for them to be like, okay, cell phones away, let's enjoy the moment and have fun and enjoy each other's company. Because I think enjoying, like, the person's company that you're with is, like, really important.
It's so true.
That was a beautiful moment. Too like had the music playing
and like the piano and like even the way that like the camera like kind of zoomed into it and like
it
kind
gorgeous.
Of brought tried to bring us into the moment. It was really nice.
I was gonna ask you guys how you are with your phones. If you were on a date like that in Kat's situation, would you be the one awkwardly trying to fish for your phone, or would you be Adina and be like, let's put it down?
Well, I have a boyfriend that I've been with for almost 3 years.
Aww. Okay.
I think sometimes for me it depends. Sometimes I'm really bad with my phone. I do work for social media.
So I
do tend to be on my phone a lot. And then sometimes I notice it and I feel really bad. So I, like, try to put it away. The best thing that's, like, that I think I could do is always, like, putting my phone away and then just try and pay attention to him. Because I feel bad that, like... you know, right. I don't want to be on my cell phone. Like, I'm already on my cell phone all day at work. Right. So.
Well, that's why I love how Adina, she was like, well, what about work? She's like, they're going to call you.
And right. She was like this late.
All right.
I used to be really bad with my phone. And then I would go into public and see people sitting next to me on dates on their phones. And I would be like, that is so weird and annoying. Yeah. So now when I'm out with friends, a date, even with my family, I now notice that I'm doing things like I'm putting my phone down. Right. I literally put my phone, and I'm on my phone because I also do social media, so I'm like always on my phone. Now I put it in my bag, and I'll notice that, like, if I'm out with one of my friends or my family members, shout out to one of my cousins, she's super obsessed with her phone, we'll literally sit across from each other and I'm like, girl, you're still on your phone? But I used to be that way. I think what changed me was seeing couples or people on date sitting across from each other on their phones.
I'm know. I've watched that too. It just like kind of makes you put yourself in their shoes. Yeah. And if you were on the other reciprocating side, would you want that person to be on their phone?
I was actually sitting next to a date. This was so weird. Me and my friend, we were super close to them, and this guy was on his phone the whole time. And the girl was like, so you're not going to get up your phone? And he's like, still on his phone. It was the most awkward date ever. And me and my friend, where we were like, we were sitting next to them, and I'm like, I feel so bad for this girl. And he literally didn't even look up at her. It was just like, what are you gonna order? I'm like, wow, that's awkward.
That's when you get up and you leave.
I'm like, you should leave, girl.
I do have to say, I am like Kat in that situation, because I'd be that person at like midnight. What about work?
Right.
Right.
What about tweeting? That's me. I do social media as well.
Same.
Speaking about you being Kat, did we all take the quiz?
Yes.
Yes.
What?
Did you take the quiz? I did take the quiz.
Taylor, who are you?
It said Kat, but I feel more Jane.
Okay.
But I can see some.
I can see a mix.
Everybody,
Because I think we all got Kat except Carla.
Got Jane, right?
Yes. Love it.
But I got Kat. I feel like I am Kat. Mm-hmm. I love all the characters, but I feel like everyone has a little bit of the characters in them.
Right.
Yeah, because I feel like I'm a little Jane, I'm a little Sun, but I'm definitely Kat.
Right.
So I was happy when I seen
Kat. I'm definitely Kat.
I think I'm more of like a Sutton character than
I can see Sutton.
Than more of, and I think it's only because I love how she actually has to, I feel like, fight for what she wants. Right. And I mean, we're all fighters in like the world that we live in with like trying to get a job.
We're just seeing but, Sutton's fight.
Right. And I think that I feel like I can relate to her more, and I'm more maybe, I don't know, not as loud and vocal about my feelings than Kat is. But that's what I love about Kat.
Yeah.
Is because, and I think I'm going to learn from her because she tells people how she's feeling. And I loved that she went up to Adina and said, I like you.
Yeah.
About damn time.
Finally, we are getting a ship together. Do we have a name yet?
I seen on Twitter, they were calling them Kadina.
Kadina. Kadina, that's perfect.
I'm here for this ship.
It could even be Katina.
Ooh, I like Katina.
Katina's cute.
Because it's Kat and then Ina, so that's like literally three letters and three letters. Katina.
Katina.
Also, I know who we're saying we are. I want to be Kat / Jacqueline. I just love her so much.
Oh, yes. I want to be Jacqueline too.
I think everyone wants to be Jacqueline.
She's gold.
Taylor's Jacqueline.
She loves Jacqueline.
She wants to be Jacqueline.
For the people who are watching and people in the chat, I would say, like, let us know who you think you are. Or who you want to be. And tweet us. Let us know who you are. And
let us know why. Yeah. Like, what do you guys relate with in these characters? And
are you a Richard?
I mean, maybe. Maybe you're a pinstripe.
Is there anyone in the chat who's like...
Tyler said he got Kat as well. And also that he's pretty sure the fandom has decided on Kadina.
Kadina.
Okay, we'll do Kadina.
We are here for Kadina.
I'm here for Kadina.
I like how Adina pulled her face in and they just went for it. That's like some grown woman. Like, you know what it is? It's like she's the one who knows who she is already.
Right.
She's a proud Muslim lesbian woman, and she has a girl who's like, I'm hetero, but so I like that she grabbed and was like, look,
we'll do
this.
I
don't have time for games.
Yeah.
Bring your face in and we're gonna make out.
Well, and I mean, it's so exciting because we don't have to see them. Like, we've four episodes, we've got a relationship. Ugh. Because I was even, when I was talking to the ladies on the podcast, I was like, I don't know if I can trust it yet because they were going so back and forth with it. I didn't know if it was actually going to happen. Becky Rebecca has been calling it for four episodes now, that she knew was going to happen. But I was just kind of iffy on it because they had, every time we would see them get some sort of step closer, they took like 1,000 steps back.
But yeah. I think that's part of what makes a relationship stronger.
That's true. Because you realize back. What you want.
Yeah.
Not to be dark, I seen it happening, but I don't see it lasting long.
Kadena?
Yeah.
I could see them going through a breakup and then having to, like,
get it together.
Be away from each other. Yep. Get it together, mature a little bit more, like, get in the swing of how relationships
I see Adina more in a different... not saying that they suck as a couple.
Right.
The only reason I say that, it reminds me of like that Sex and the City episode where Samantha starts dating the woman. It's just the thing when you have like a lesbian and a straight girl and the lesbian woman knows what she wants and she knows what she wants out of the relationship, where the straight girl is like, I like this, but... And she's also young.
Yeah.
And I want them together, but I feel like it may be a little conflict.
Sorry. We all are like so eager.
I don't mean to be the dark one, but
no, you did bring up a good point. Go ahead.
Yeah, it is, because I think Adina, not Adina, I think Kat said that she was still confused about what she liked, and she wasn't sure. Yeah,
and I think she might get to the point where she really like may fall in love with her. Mm-hmm. Kat may fall in love with Adina, and she may get scared and be like, "Whoa, this is not what I thought."
Kind
of
yeah,
I was gonna fall in love with a woman, and that might actually scare her as well.
Yeah.
Right.
But they're cute though.
Yeah.
After I was all dark.
So
they're so cute. Please don't kill me.
No.
I love that it's like a super like extra interracial like relationship. It. I love it.
It's like black, Muslim, lesbian, straight. It's like perfect New York City diverse relationship.
It's like 2017.
Literally.
Yes. Like
they are slaying.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, this whole show is slaying. I love it.
This show.
And it's so bold.
It is bold. And they talk about things that not a lot of people want to express in a TV show, and it's amazing. One thing I do want to talk about really quick before we get into some predictions is that guy that was on the panel that was like, that was a really simple, let me finish.
His name's Sean. That's the only thing I got, because I'm like, what's his name? I want to find him.
Can we get an eye roll?
For listeners, we just had an intense eye roll.
You know what's crazy? I think every woman can relate to Jane in that situation where you explain something and then some man comes and mansplains it. And you're like, bro, I didn't ask for you to like retell what I'm saying. So yeah. I think I get where he was coming from, but I think everybody, not even women, but everyone has been in that situation where someone kind of tramples over you and you're feeling good. And at first she was insecure about going anyway. Mm-hmm. And they, you know, I love that they were in the audience supporting her, Jacqueline and Richard and even Pinstripe. Mm-hmm. But I felt like he was mansplaining and he kind of ruined the situation.
Yeah, I personally loved Jane's response, because she was all about trusting and like giving it a story that people can trust, which is important. I feel like right now in entertainment, people really, it is about who can get the story first. It's not even about who gets the story right.
It is.
It's about getting the story out there.
Exactly.
When
getting
and then
anything
you never,
out there.
You never really know who's telling you the truth, like as to what actually happened.
Right.
You have to read, like you'll probably find out by tomorrow morning after everybody's updated like their website and added more information as to what actually happened, because in the beginning everybody comes up with their own like their own caption, their own title, their own thing, and nothing is really trustworthy. Like I love reading BBC News in the morning because they have like a world news, and you can read the news from every single different country and not just like the breaking news that there was a car chase last night, because that's not breaking news to me, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, I thought it was really important what she said about trust, because you want to be able to trust the people that are giving you your news or that are updating you with different things. And then this guy just comes in and he's like, oh no, that's not important. It's all about like getting the story first. And it's like
bro,
sometimes it's key.
Sometimes being first doesn't mean that you're actually like
first.
Yeah.
Right.
Second is best.
Well, yeah. Well, I just love how, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, we saw a little bit of Jane in the beginning of the season talk about how she really wanted to dive into politics. And I didn't know if it was actually going to happen. And I love how we find out that Jacqueline is going to make this political section happen. And Jane is going to be the lead. Of this political
shout out to Jacqueline.
Vertical.
I mean, what a great supporter.
Yeah, and I just love that. And I think Jane's really going to be confident with this, because this is something that she's been super passionate about. Mm-hmm. But sorry, Becca.
I'm interested, like, in the comments, if you're watching this afterwards, mm-hmm. or even if you're watching live, like, leave a comment after the show and, like, and tell us if this has, like, affected your if this show has affected your confidence to talk to, like, people higher up in your workplace.
Definitely. That's a great point, Becca.
Great point, girl.
Also, really quick, I think I did see on Twitter that the bold type said that they're trying to make the articles be able to be read.
I saw that.
Yes.
Oh, so that's amazing.
Yeah, so we were talking about that the other day, and it looks like that's going to happen. So that's super exciting to look forward to. I mean, could the show get any better?
What?
I don't think so. What else can they possibly do?
Like,
I know.
We're already obsessed with the show. It's such an amazing show.
Yeah. Right.
What else can you guys do to us?
Well, guys, let's get into some predictions.
While you guys start with predictions, I'm going to cut.
Let's do it. Alrighty.
Serve you guys.
Alrighty, Becca, do you want to start?
Yeah, I kind of agree with Nakia on the Kat and Adina thing. As much as I love them and ship Kadena hardcore, I kind of agree. I think they're going to go on a steady break. I don't know. And then maybe season two, because it's going to get picked up for season two and three and four and five and six and seven.
That's right.
I think that they can get back together and possibly be something that works out till the end of the show. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to have their bumps to get over their obstacles.
So you think they are end game?
I think they could be.
Could be end game.
I don't know.
Okay. Got it.
Maybe, maybe not.
Got it. All right. Carla, what about you?
I have a feeling that Pinstripe might actually have a girlfriend that he has not brought up, because we do know that he wrote about he wrote about his girlfriend before.
Yes.
Like, just a few episodes. So he was writing about his girlfriend,
damn it, Carla.
And now he's with Jane, so I have a feeling that maybe the girlfriend was on vacation. That's why, like, the arrogance just might come in. I don't know, but something about me tells me that he might have a girlfriend.
See, I can see that with Richard, though.
No, I'm all for Team Richard.
Yeah.
Like, I think Richard should propose to Sutton, because it would be the cutest couple.
Oh my God, Carla.
But yeah, that was my prediction. I was thinking about that.
I totally see that. Okay.
Yeah, I can.
Now Carla has literally, like, turned me.
I know. Predictions usually do that to me too.
Oh my God.
Ooh, I didn't even think about that theory.
You know what? I see that. I totally, because I'm like, there's something with this guy. Mm-hmm. I think I just want to find something wrong with someone. Starting with the girls, I do think Adina and Kat are, it's not going to last. Not in a bad way. I just think that someone's going to have to find themselves, or maybe Adina has to go back home, or maybe she just feels like Kat's a little bit younger or hasn't found her way yet. I don't think that's going to last.
She's fine.
I believe that, now that you said this, Carla, I'm like, watch, there's going to be a girl pop up, and it's going to be cray cray, and it's going to be a big fight. But I also think that Alex, I know that Richard and Sutton are, like, doing their thing, but I think that Alex high key has a crush on Sutton.
Yeah.
And I feel like that might be.
Does.
I think he may make a play, because even sometimes, like, she'll talk to him and she's like, oh, thanks for, like, looking out. I'm like, whoa, what's going on? So I don't know. I don't know if Richard's going to mess up some way, somehow, where she's going to look at Richard. I mean, Richard, she's going to look at Alex. I don't know. It's just so much.
Yeah.
Talking about this love, I'm just waiting for when there's a love triangle between two of the girls, to be honest.
Jane and Sutton involved
in a love triangle.
I don't think so. I don't see them, but I see, like, the guys. Like, I see the Richard, Alex, and Sutton thing happening as a
triangle. I think they're a little too mature for that.
I see the guys, or I can see a new girl coming in, and I can see Kat maybe liking a different girl besides Adina.
Interesting.
I'd like to see some guy drama with Kat as well. I'd like to see a guy come in and then, like, him and Adina, like, given the stare down.
Yes, I would like to see Kat and a guy, like, also, like, and her trying to figure it out.
And that's where you're going to see who she really, because, like, am I into this woman who I've never liked women before? Or am I going with this guy? And I have, like, real chemistry with Adina.
Great
storyline.
I think it would be really fantastic.
Great.
To have, like, a guy that has, like, a fantastic personality that connects so great with Kat. And Kat's going to be like,
what is going on? She questions herself. Yeah. And then she falls madly in love with Adina. And they live happily ever after. I just want to say that while you guys are talking about your predictions, I cut everyone a piece of this cheesecake. World cake that Olive Garden gave us, and it's really delicious.
It is so good.
It's so amazing.
The guy that brought it for us, he told us it's a brand new dessert that's going to be coming out, I think, next week. It's amazing. Kind of like a cake with something, some caramel in the middle and on the top. So you guys should look out for it in the menu.
Definitely. So amazing. Just really quick, I'm going to put in my quick predictions. So I think that with Kat and Adina, I definitely think that distance is going to separate them. I think it's going to be something where they both love each other. There's going to be no ill will, but it's just that it can't happen right now. And I think that Adina, if anything, will leave. And it's going to be really hard on Kat. But it's not going to be anything that they can't mend maybe a couple seasons down the road. But I don't know if they're endgame as of now. I think Richard and Sutton are endgame. But as for Jane and Pinstripe, I don't believe that he has another girl. I think he's totally loyal. But I think that Jane is going to leave him because she's going to realize she's not as focused on work as she wants to be. So I think she might leave him to focus on work.
I see that.
Okay. Yep. Uh-oh. Well, this was so much. Taylor, do you have any predictions for...
Predictions / information, because I was watching a bunch of full-time interviews because I'm so obsessed with this show.
Yes.
And I was watching the ATX panel, and Melora Arden, who plays Jacqueline, said that we're actually going to get to meet her husband. So I'm so excited.
Amazing.
I love that.
Oh my gosh. Well, thank you. Yeah, oh my gosh. Taylor, join us next week too. We love you so much. Yes. Thank you.
Thanks for holding
down
the chat.
For joining us. Yeah, well, guys, we had so much fun chatting about today's episode. Again, thank you, Olive Garden, for the amazing food, delicious desserts. So we are so appreciative. And of course, thank you, Freeform and the Bold Typewriters. You all are awesome and you relate to us on a real level with this show. We can't get enough. Well, just make sure you follow AfterBuzz TV on all social media platforms. And Taylor, where can they find you on social media?
You guys can find me on Twitter at @Alphaba_Ann and on Instagram at @Taylor_Gates_.
Kia? You guys can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom. And thank you to everyone that I was live tweeting with today. And thank you to the Bold Typewriters. Good times.
Amazing. I love the Bold Typewriters. Y'all can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at @BeccaBTalksTV. And on Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific time, Megan, who plays Sutton, is joining us in studio. Tweet questions using ABTV Ask Sutton.
Nice.
And you guys can find me on Twitter now. And it's my first and last name, so it's Carla Beltran, R. And my Instagram is at Carla with a K, V-E, Travels.
You guys can find me on Twitter at Ali Nasta and on Instagram at Ali Girl. And if you're interested in any other after shows, make sure you watch Younger tomorrow at 8:30. Yeah. It's such a great show. And also, again, you can find Cosmo Happy Hour Podcast on iTunes. It's interesting and so fun to listen to. You should definitely check it out. We will see you guys next week. Thanks so much.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.